Everyone, I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. It's 4:35 p.m. the 31st of August. Got a couple clips I'm going to jump in here real quickly with. Some bad stuff going on in Hawaii, the state of Hawaii. Here we go.
It's about how to manage your anger and depression and rage, because people are angry, they're scared, they're sad, they're lonely.
No, I agree. I'm trying to manage mine. Snap, but I'm going to call my people right now. I'm going to find out where Fauci lives right now. It just hit me. We should just camp out around his house. Hey, Tim, I want to find out legally and lawfully where Fauci lives. I want to go camp out of his, outside his house. Anthony Fauci. We need to do this. I'll call you back after the show. I'll see you. I'm not kidding around.
I love it. I'm there. Well, that's the thing. We can't take it out at the person that cuts us off, you know, as we're pulling out of the gas station. We're so angry. They're angry.
Yeah, they want to play us off again. No, no, no. Bill Gates, Fauci, the Democrats, they did this. That's who's behind it.
Yeah, when you, I went into the mall in Hawaii one day when it was allowed to be open for about 3 days. I forgot to wear a mask, forgot that everyone, and then this guy, this young boy that worked in the mall ran from me. Like, you know, I was a zombie or something. And he, and
oh, there's Fauci's house. Where is it?
Oh, we found it. Look at that. Nice house. You wouldn't mind being quarantined in that for a month. But he has tennis courts. Look at how big that house is.
Well, that's where we're going.
But look at that. He gets to go on those nice walks.
He should have people around his house 24/7. He wants to forcibly inoculate us with an unproven deadly poison, and he's lied about everything his whole career. He's involved the Wuhan lab. My God.
Remember the swine flu, how many people the swine flu vaccine killed? I was flying from New York to D.C., and the guy sitting next to me, we started talking, like, what do you do? He goes, I develop vaccines. I said, you're not going to like me. I'm an anti-vaxxer. He said, well, I developed the swine flu vaccine, and I am now an anti-vaxxer, too. I'm going to testify before Congress.
Beautiful.
Because the vaccine I created is helped create is killing people. He showed me some videos, which you can see on Google and YouTube. I think they're still there. If you look up swine flu vaccine side effects, there's one of where one of the side effects is you can only talk while jogging or walking backwards. It sounds like I'm making this up. You hear it, you laugh. It's true. Google, YouTube it.
But when I was parts of your brain.
When I was in the military, we had to get the Japanese encephalitis vaccine, which was experimental. In my unit, somebody died. Several people were chaptered out because the side effects were so severe. And the rest of our unit got a letter saying, don't ever donate blood or bone marrow.
But yeah. And they're like, oh, there's no side effects. Everything's fine.
That's
so
what
we have a crew member who had to wear a mask for 3 months after they got a shot to go to Vietnam. And it literally, they said, don't ever take a shot again. It'll kill you. It causes an autoimmune response.
So they have something they have not.
I mean, they know yet. This is going on. And then we're like, hey, watch. Like, oh, you're crazy. Nothing's going on.
They're telling us it's safe. And they haven't even made it. They haven't tested it. It's not, it doesn't exist. How can you say it's safe? I saw a scientist.
Exactly. They're already talking about making it mandatory. And it's already putting 20% of people to take it in the hospital in test.
The woman they made a hero out of in the UK, they said, you know, she was this great. She's, you know what? She was a beautiful, noble person who wanted to be of service to her community, trusted everybody. And was the first person to get in the UK to get the vaccine trials. What happened to her? She died. So
I forgot about that. And there was an article, the guy they had on CNN, who was the healthy model guy, I forget his name, he almost died and got paralyzed.
And these are good people who believe everything they're being
told. They're stepping up.
They trust Bill Gates. How can you not trust Bill Gates?
That's what worries me. We're about to go to break, final segment, before Owen takes over. Why are they admitting it's killing people? They used to admit that.
Crazy, wild stories, amazing about vaccines. I got one other quick cut, and then we'll get on with spiritual teaching from the Meyer case and some interesting stuff from Contact Reports if we've got time. Here we go.
No, it's the communists that are bad, not the Chinese, but they are killing people at a level 4 or 5 times what Hitler did. I mean, this is big time, folks. This is big time.
Yeah, well, and this famine, 250 million people, the UN, the World Food Program predicted that that there will be 250 million people starved to death this year because of the food production shortage.
Think about that. Not even a million dead from the COVID hoax, but millions are going to starve to death, tens of millions, and it's funny.
And they're starving to death, actually. And it's in the news. You can Google food insecurity, starvation. New York Times will put it on B2017 on a Tuesday, which to me is more disgusting than not even covering it. Because if you don't cover it, then I would believe you don't know. But if you cover it and you put it on page B17 on a Tuesday, I'm like, you
to watch the left run around in virtue signaling, call America Nazi when they're in bed with communist China. It's crazy. They don't care. They just don't care.
You know, and I want to share a story about how beautiful our country is and American people. I have a friend who was an Iraqi general, was a general for Saddam, but then he worked for the United States. I met him while I was traveling with the Peshmerga while they were fighting ISIS, and I was documenting the war, the ISIS's war on religious minorities. This general came to America for 2 weeks to go to a friend's funeral. They wouldn't let him in the country. We had to pull a lot of strings. We got him in. After 2 weeks in this country, I asked him what was his biggest surprise. He said, as an Arab Iraqi man, I feel more at home in this country. By the time I left the airport, I felt like people thought I belonged than I do in certain neighborhoods in Baghdad. I felt more at home in your country after 2 weeks than I would in any Arab or Muslim country. He said, this is, I cannot believe. And he said, Americans, more than any people in the world, are thoughtful to God. We are the most beautiful people in the world, but sometimes it's our virtues they take advantage of. The woman who's yelling at
you. No, that's it. We care and we love.
It's probably a good place to stop. I thought those two clips were pretty darn interesting. I'll let you draw your own conclusions on that. Okay, my thoughts. I'm going to review a little bit. We haven't talked about this in a while. Might of Thoughts, page 26. The might of thoughts determines the state of the psyche and self-evidently the mode in which the consciousness works. Boy, that sounds extremely fascinating to me. Thus it happens that whoever, as a result of some sort of adverse circumstances, has negative thoughts, soon allows him or herself to be controlled by these, whereby the consciousness is negatively burdened and correspondingly also creates the same kind of thoughts. So what they're describing is what's called the vicious cycle. Sorry for the silence there. I'm just kind of trying to decide my next step here. Steps of the vicious cycle. You have negative thoughts. You become controlled by the negative thoughts. The consciousness becomes negatively burdened. More negative thoughts are created. The might of the negative thoughts prevail. Now, this is when you're stuck in rotating negative thoughts. It's a very difficult thing to get out of sometimes. And I think the longer you study this material, the easier it will be for you to pull yourself away from it. Because it'll become really a tremendous contrast, you know, when you're in negative thoughts as opposed to when you're in equalized thoughts. So, the might of the negative thoughts begin to prevail in your mind. The psyche is influenced in a negative and damaging way. Remember, the psyche is the part of the material consciousness that controls how you think and whatnot. The psyche regulates and looks after the thoughts and the feelings of the material consciousness. So that's kind of the psyche's in charge of your thoughts and your feelings in the material consciousness. Now we have this also over in the Gemut. And the Gemut regulates and looks over the thoughts and feelings of the spiritual consciousness. So we have these two things, both the material consciousness and the spiritual consciousness. The material consciousness began, you can think of, at the time that you were conceived in the womb, which would be 21 days after the sperm fertilizes the egg. Technically, the material consciousness existed prior to that in the spirit realm. but it's not activated until the Geist form, the spirit form, enters into the superior colliculus of your middle brain. So we have life in the spirit realm for a certain amount of time and then life in the physical. Each time we come back to life in the physical, we get this new material consciousness, which consists of a psyche, something called the feeling, the Gefühl. The Gefühl is a part of the psyche that creates the feeling and conveys it to the consciousness. And you have something called the sense in the material consciousness as well. It's a block and factor within the psyche that brings perceptions in the form of these feeling outbursts, which also can be called the feeling swinging waves. And these feeling outbursts are half material and half spiritual, I guess. Yeah. So we have the material consciousness. The psyche's in control of that. We have the Gemut, which is in control of the spiritual consciousness. And there's something in the spiritual consciousness called the Empfinden. It's a spiritual process, the Empfinden. And the Empfinden only receives swinging waves, which are of a purely spiritual nature. So your spirit form only responds to the neutral positive, the equalized. If the spirit form can never be influenced by anything that's angry or anything that's, you know, not equalized and in neutral positive, it doesn't even respond to it. It's a fragment of the universal consciousness. It's almost kind of, totally, this is my word, kind of already programmed. It never gets into a bad state. The material consciousness gets into a bad state where it becomes self-destructive. Now the good news is the Gemut and the spiritual consciousness will send these quiet impulses of wisdom to you. And they're usually direction determining. But if you're locked into the vicious cycle, sometimes it's very difficult to listen to these. Now, the vicious cycle, I describe those steps kind of quickly. So you have negative thoughts, you become controlled by the negative thoughts. Your consciousness then becomes negatively burdened. You can feel it. It's like a weight you're carrying. And the more negative thoughts sometimes then are created again, and the might of these negative thoughts are prevailing, and your psyche is getting influenced in a damaging way. And if it continues, if you stay in the negative vicious cycle, the psyche will start to create negative feelings and you can be stuck. It can be really difficult to get yourself out of it, but you can get out of it. Now, one way is a wish dream. It's a good way to calm the psyche and restore yourself to a normal state of mind. And another way is to repeat some of this material, say it out loud, and so you're speaking to your own consciousness. So your train of thought then will go on to the Meyer information that you're speaking. You could probably read it out loud and do almost the same thing. I'm the master of my own destiny, the forger of my own fortune, the creator of my own good luck. I am satisfied, I'm confident, I'm optimistic, I'm relaxed, I'm cheerful. So that will stop the negative cycle. So, the negative cycle can occur over and over again. By the same token, you can have a wish dream and think about, jogging, or think about walking your dogs, or thinking about sweeping out the garage, whatever. Just get your mind off of what you're thinking of. So anyway, the wish dream, again, is a good way to calm the psyche. That's what you want to do. You want to calm things down. Might have thoughts, page 26. I really like this section that I went over in my notes, and it kind of emerges some information from the book The Psyche with the Might Have Thoughts book. Might Have Thoughts, page 26. As a result of this reciprocity, a vicious cycle comes into being, which brings about increasingly negative effects because the might of the thoughts become ever stronger. So that's another aspect of the negative rotating thoughts, is that unless you're fighting against it, they rotate, the thoughts come back, but they come back stronger and stronger and stronger and more damaging each time. Suddenly the thoughts get stuck in an endless cycle and become manic as a result of their inherent might. So that's the way you drive yourself crazy. And this is the reason why psychically disturbed human beings only see black and therefore negatively, because their perceptual ability has become very limited. So, and their whole world of thoughts falls prey to this limitation. And they're only able to move in this narrow framework, which only allows limited and negative perceptions. I mean, I know I get it. I've in the past, not so much anymore, thank goodness. I haven't done this in quite some time. But, boy, I used to. The thoughts are then forced into a cycle in which the same thoughts and themes of thoughts appear over and over again. So a rotation of the thoughts is called forth. And the rotation of the thoughts the human being becomes controlled by the rotation of thoughts. And like I said, you can barely free yourself sometimes. The whole key is you want to broaden, you want to calm down first. You want to broaden your field of perception. You know, you're stuck, you're narrowly stuck on looking at this one thing that's bad. And then you're having negative thoughts. And each time the thoughts come back and repeat, they become stronger and stronger and stronger. And you can fall prey to insanity in this way. You can develop a psychical disorder, a psychical illness. So we want to become the master of our thoughts. That's the whole key for this whole book. Consequently, the human being is shaken and knocked about by the circumstances of his or her life. As long as he or she believes him or herself to be a helpless, created creation of external conditions and influences. Now, that's why we have to learn how important the knowledge that the might of thoughts is. Because we're not really a victim. Our thoughts have incredible power. What I mightfully think manifests for me. Might Have Thoughts, page 28. Along with the actual universal creational power, the human being's in himself or herself is an independent creational power which manifests in the form of the might of the thoughts and the resulting effects. So this independent power means free from outside control, not depending on another's authority. So we have two powers within us. One power is the universal creational power. The second power is the independent power, which manifests in the power of the thoughts. And notice there are effects associated with the might. And there's an interesting German word, Auswirkungen, the effects from the might of the thoughts. Might of Thoughts, page 28. But if he or she recognizes the truth, that he himself or herself is the master of his or her learning, as well as the master of the might of her thoughts, or her his or her thoughts, and all the effects which arise from them. Wow. That's one I memorized a while back, and I had forgotten it. But if he or she recognizes the truth that he himself, she herself, is the master of his or her learning, and that's one such a good point. I mean, you're the master of your learning. You can learn this material. I know it's sometimes seems overwhelming trying to learn this material, but you would, each time you go over it, you get a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And pretty soon, if you stick with it over the years, you will suddenly say, wow, I'm much better off than I used to be. I'm starting to be able to apply some of this. Then he or she also recognizes that the environment and the circumstances of life do not form him or her. Again, the significance of that cannot be overstated. You create the circumstances of your life. You are the master of your own destiny. You are the forger of your own fortune. You create your own good luck. Might of Thoughts, page 28. Once as a result of this, the human being understands how to guide his thoughts in a right and healthy wise. He slash she becomes not only the actual master of his or her thoughts, rather he or she actually becomes the lord and master of himself and his entire life. And that's what the goal of the book is. So you can be the master of your own thoughts and then the master of your own life. So guide means to direct or have an influence on the course of action. To be a guide means to assist a person to travel through or reach a destination, an unfamiliar area, as by accompanying or giving directions to the person. He guided us through the forest to accompany a sightseer, to show points of interest and to explain their meaning and significance. There's a whole bunch of German words here that I would talk about, but my pronunciation is so horrible. I think I need to work on my pronunciation a little bit. So the summary of becoming the master of your thoughts. The environment and the circumstances of life do not form you, do not form me. I form the environment and the circumstances of my life. Through the might of my thoughts, I know that I'm only knocked around by the circumstances of life when I believe that I'm a helpless created creation. I realize that I am the master of my learning. That is so critical. You are the master of your learning. You will be able to learn this material. I will be able to learn. We are learning this material. You can continue to learn, and you will. I have learned that I am the master of the might of my thoughts. I know that effects arise from the might of my thoughts. I realize that an independent creational power arises from my consciousness and manifests in the form of the might of my thoughts. I control the kind of thinking that I do. I understand how to guide my thoughts in a right and healthy way. They should always be equalized, your thoughts. Neutral, positive. They're not negative. They're not positive. They're neutral. They're equalized. Maybe a little bit to the positive. That's okay. I am the master of my thoughts. I am the Lord and master of my life. I know that all circumstances of life grow out of the thoughts that might fully become real. I recognize that changes in the life are directly proportional to the might of the thoughts. I order my thoughts in a neutral, positive way. I identify the existing defects in my thoughts. I eliminate the defects in my thoughts. I don't know where the time went today, but it sure went fast. Hope you've enjoyed the program. My name is Mark Snyder. This is Ohio Exopolitics. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.